Hello, everybody. This is Ramon Castillon on Morning of Thy Dude Bro podcast. And it's been a while I've podcast about the spiritual experience and empowerment. And I believe that everyone has a voice and to experience what they want. And the topic today is the connection to the power of emotional health. I probably won't get through all of it today, but I'll do my best. Every day we wake up, we see things all around us and say, you know what? This day is going to be pretty awesome. Or we can wake up with the old thoughts over and over again. Those thoughts, those memories, those experiences can be portals to the past. The past, we all know what's there. We know that path. It's the old stories, the past that is behind us. What is our connection to make us be in peace, to have serenity, strength, courage? Sometimes we just sit there on our beds and just ponder. Or we're on our phone pondering about what's next. What is the next thing I need to do in my life? Have I achieved? Have I healed relationships? Have I become a better person? It's all emotional. It can be very mental too. But where is the healing? Where are we when we want to be a part of what is in our lives? I believe that when we come to a point in our lives, we want to get to the point where we can embrace our feelings. And that is healing. That is healthy. Acknowledging the parts in us that are angry, stressful, not worthy, all of those parts that have been damaged, we can start healing those parts in us. Those parts in us are gateways to healing. Through the darkness we may walk to, but carrying out the wisdom of what light is from the dark, the suffering, the hurt, the trauma, all of those things, it's light, it's beauty, wisdom, knowledge. Our sacred journey is there for us to see. People in our lives, all of our teachers, are the parts that give us that wisdom, the experience with those people, those checkpoints of what spirit may be teaching you. Yeah, you can do what you want with it. You can run away from yourself and stay in the past. You can stay in that old thinking. Yes, I've been a victim of abuse. Yes, I've been a victim of this. I've been a victim of that. But it doesn't have to be the present. It was me a long time ago. It was me years ago, for example. We can do anything we want. But are we going to stay the course of sticking with our old emotional patterns? If we want peace, go get peace. Peace is there. Peace is always going to be there. Joy is always going to be there. Happiness is always going to be there. It's not never going to leave you. You see, once we are aware of it, we are able to start healing. We're able to say, I can do this. I can be okay. People that are around in our lives that are archetypes that are kind of steady in our lives, like our parents or emotional relationships that we have, friendships, mutual relationships, people that are actually with us at least twice out of the week, three times out of the week, four times out of the week, or every day. These people are reflections, giving you what you are and what you're not, or giving you the respect that you need, and acknowledging that you are on your path. These people are angels. They're angels to be there, to show you who you are. They came here to be here next to you. And you know what? It is on the opposite side too. You are there for them. That's the beauty of this life. We live this life for them, and they live their life for us. It's an exchange of a human experience. We can stay in our hell, or we can be and create our heaven. Our emotional health is always going to be there. The emotional health is there to help you. What I mean emotional health is our path to embrace our emotions as they are. The light of every situation in our lives comes from a struggle, and also comes from happiness and joy. We've gone so far to really see the beauty in life. We've got so far to see our heart to expand. We are all on a journey. We all are on this path to experience, to know our passions, to know this purpose. We are driven to be concerned. We are driven to understand who is in our lives. And we have a right to have people in our lives. But we don't have to control them. We don't have to fix them. They are fixing us by their actions. Their actions teach us who and not and what we are. Your emotional health is important. Just acknowledge yourself in your journey. And acknowledge all the parts in you. At least do it once a week. A little check-in. You sit down, give yourself 15 minutes and say, you know what? I'm okay. Where am I at right now? Where am I thinking? Where am I feeling? Why am I going through this? Who is in my life? Who is in my life supporting me? Who is in my life that I'm actually ignoring? That I'm pushing away from? What is that teaching me? Who is that person teaching me? It is amazing of what we are fearing from. That'd be a good idea. Take a nice seat, 15 minutes. What is your number one fear of this whole week that's been bothering you? I want you to know. Take that fear and meditate on it. Contemplate on it. Feel those feelings. And you step into that power so you're able to have courage to go through that fear. You are a powerful being. Be it. There's nothing to fear. So, this is a segment that's going to be a little short. I just want to close that in closing right now that your emotional health is important and you are a sacred human being and you are worthy to face your emotional health. You're worthy to acknowledge your feelings and who you are as a person. Blessed be and namaste.